Hello everyone. The rabbis of the Talmud declared, when the month of Av comes in, we lessen our joy. And when the month of Adar comes in, we increase our joy. Kishenichnas Adar, marbim besimcha. We are now in the beginning of the month of Adar, the month in which the festival of Purim takes place. This is the month in which we increase our joy. But people don't feel happy or feel sad without a reason. Happiness is not a feeling one can fake or force. We tend to feel happy or sad depending on events, and we certainly can't feel feelings just because we're told to. So it's clear that the sages of the Talmud intended the increase in our simcha, in our joy, to relate something a little bit more connected with our inner being. In order to look at this question, Rabbi Ashlag turns our attention to the two ways we relate to God in our prayers. The first way is through the songs and praises and thanksgiving for the goodness he gives us. And the second way is through pleas and prayers for help, requesting God to come to our aid. Now, both these prayers need to be genuine. We should not be saying words just from the mouth outwards. But the prayers need to be an expression of ourselves, an expression of what we really feel. When we're saying songs and praises, this comes from a feeling of happiness, of completeness, of well-being. I feel good with myself and with God, and my happiness overflows in songs and praises. When we pray to God to ask his help, that prayer needs to come from the depth of the heart. Not just saying words, but truly feeling them. That prayer arises from a feeling of emptiness, of lack. Sometimes we see our own lack. We feel far away from God. We feel separate, and we want to get closer. So when we're saying the songs and praises in the prayer book, the measure of our thanks to God really depends on the measure to which we really feel we've received from God something of value. Rabbi Ashlag gives us an example. If someone is out of work and he's running around trying to get loans to cover his grocery bills and his water bill, and then somebody comes along and offers him a good job with a decent salary, just think how grateful that guy really feels. Or think of someone in prison, and then he's let free. In the same way, when we're stuck in the prison of our own ego, we've got angry with someone or caught up in some sticky, ugly feeling, or we're playing the same old movie all over again and we just can't seem to get out of it, no matter how we try. And then we turn to God for help, and a friend listens, or we hear or read something uplifting, and we remember God, and God releases us from the bondage of our ego, then we really can praise God with all our being. Our joy and our thanks overflow. So, we see that they really are two states of relating to God, and they are reflected in the prayer book. One is of lack and prayer for help with that lack, and the other is of release, joy and thanks. Now, it's very interesting, but we actually cannot feel both those states simultaneously. We need to go from one to the other. It's a truism that people who cannot feel their sadness cannot feel their joy either. But however, in this physical world, as opposed to the spiritual world, we have the experience of time. And this is a gift given to us, to mankind, to enable us to experience opposite states. In our daily life, Rabbi Baruch Ashlag recommends that we spend most of our day on the side of joy, feeling wholeness and happiness, remembering that God created us to be exactly who we are. Who we are, just the way we are, with the positive and with the negative, and thanking the Creator at every opportunity. Just feeling good that the Creator created me just to be who I am. Feeling ourselves blessed attracts blessing to ourselves. 20 minutes a day or half an hour at an allotted time is actually sufficient for us to look on the other side, to see where our lacks are, to see where our ego takes over and where we feel ourselves to be separate, where we need help. Where we actually need to pray, where we feel our lack, and where the true prayer wells up. Now, you might be surprised at this portioning of time. Most Jews are absolutely great at self-criticism. They never stop. We've been taught to think in the Western world that we can only progress if we constantly search for where we are not okay. But Rabbi Ashlag says that with this attitude, we are actually hampering ourselves. We cannot be connected with the Creator or with our own life source if we are constantly in a negative state of mind. But we need both states of mind. Just as a person cannot walk on one foot alone, neither can we make any spiritual progress unless we use both states. The state of wholeness and joy may be likened to that of food, and the state of self-criticism may be likened to salt. Food without salt is bland and tasteless, but too much salt, or all salt, is inedible. Now, just as there are times in the day when one state of mind is more appropriate, so there are times in the year. The month of Adar is the month in which the festival of Purim takes place. It is a festival of deliverance in which the Jewish people were miraculously delivered from their enemies. If we take that inside of us and see how it corresponds to our inner reality, that would correspond to a miraculous event of deliverance from our own sadness, our anger and our depression. The light of Purim is the light of the redemption. In the historical events of Purim, the Jews were threatened at that time with genocide, but we were delivered through the miraculous events of Purim. That light of redemption comes around every year. It's also the light of our own inner redemption. And although Purim itself does not take place until the middle of the month, nevertheless, we anticipate it in the same way that we feel joy knowing that something good is coming. And this is what it means when it says in the Megillah of Esther, "And Mordechai wrote all these matters, and he sent books to all the Jews who were in all the states of the king of Ahasuerus, both far and near, so that all should fulfil the 14th and the 15th of the month of Adar every single year, as days in which the Jews rested from their enemies, and the month transformed from sorrow to gladness, from mourning to a festival, becoming days of feast and happiness, of sending presents to each other and gifts to the poor." For the cycle of the year repeats itself, yet it is unique each year, just like the rings of growth on a tree. So this year, as we are in the month of Adar, yes, let's be happy. Let's contact that frame of mind of joyousness and wholeness, of happiness and completeness. Concentrate on our deliverance. This state of mind is appropriate for the month of Adar.